Welcome to my weekly racing podcast, recorded on Monday morning, the 3rd of March. Night in Milan produced a thrilling display of jumping when landing last Saturday's big race at Doncaster, the William Hill Grimthorpe Chase. Trained near Saltburn by Keith Reevely and ridden by his son James, Night in Milan demonstrated his liking for Doncaster, winning for the second time this season on Town Moor. He had five lengths to spare over Storm Survivor in this £50,000 handicap chase over 3.25 miles, and he clearly relished the course and the good ground. Leading Grand National hope, Monbeg Dude, finished in fifth place, although his trainer Michael Scudamore seemed pleased with his effort. He was the 5-1 joint favourite, and the other market leader, Harry the Viking, part-owned by Sir Alex Ferguson, was pulled up three fences from home when tailed off. It remains to be seen if Night in Milan will get into the Krabbe's Grand National on Saturday the 5th of April. He needs a lot of horses to come out from the original entries, but he was quoted at 40-1 to win the entry spectacular by William Hill. Keith Reevely suggested that he may line up for the Topham Trophy over the Grand National fences and leave the Grand National until next year. Well, the Reevelys had struck in the opening race at Doncaster last Saturday when Victor Hugo took the novices' chase over 3 miles. It was also the second win at Doncaster this season for Victor Hugo, and although he faced only two opponents on Saturday, he won with a bit in hand. He could go for the Grade 1 Mile May Novices Chase at Aintree next month. Another trainer and jockey combination to record a couple of winners at Doncaster last Saturday were Nicky Henderson and Barry Geraghty, courtesy of Mayfair Music in the listed Novices Hurdle race for mares, and Tistery, who won the other Novices Hurdle on the card. With the Cheltenham Festival starting a week tomorrow, Tuesday the 11th of March, this is a fairly quiet week for racing, and the jumping season at Catterick concludes on Wednesday, a 7-race programme at the North Yorkshire track starting at 2:20. Running plans haven't yet been decided, but if Tiny Dancer, a winner last month at Ayr for North Yorkshire trainer Alan Swinbank, runs in the Novices Handicap Chase for Stayers at 2:50, he'll be fancied to follow up his victory in Scotland. In the Novices Hunters Chase, supported by John Wade Skiphire at 4:50, Ganby, set to be ridden by Harry Bannister, has won 7 races under point-to-point regulations, and he can make his debut under rules a winning one. Well, it's a blank weekend coming up for Yorkshire racegoers, and one of the big betting races of the jump season, the Imperial Cup, a £70,000 handicap hurdle contest, is featured at Sandown Park on Saturday. On the all-weather track at Wolverhampton, the pair of feature races are shown on Channel 4 Racing, the Lady Wolf Fruna Stakes, a listed race over 7 furlongs, and the Lincoln Trial Stakes, a handicap contest over the extended mile. Well, the flat season on turf can't be too far away now, can it? Enjoy your racing.